Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting second. The center fielder, Mark Carrion. Batting third. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting sixth. The DH, Eddie Murray. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth. The first baseman, Alvaro Espinoza. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Oral Hershiser. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Scott Starhoviak. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dave Hollins. Batting seventh. The catcher, Greg Myers. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Roberto Kelly. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Rich Robertson. And now, play ball. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Vizquel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Carrion hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vizquel moves to third. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Vizquel scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Bell takes first base on ball four. Manny Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Ramirez hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Becker. Ramirez reaches second base with a double. There goes Bell trying to get to home. Becker throws the ball into Mears, who relays the ball to Myers, who tags Bell, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Knobloch hits a line drive into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Espinoza scoops it up and throws to first, with Hershiser covering, for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Molitor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Murray hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Berga strikes out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Robertson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Starhoviak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga misplays the ball. That's an error on Berga. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizcal fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hollins hits a pop-up towards short. Vizcal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Myers batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cordova moves to second. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizcal fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Alvaro Espinoza batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Espinoza hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Omar Vizcal batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vizcal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vizcal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carrion is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carrion is hit by the pitch. Jim Tomy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tomy is 0-for-1 in the game. Tomy hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mears strikes out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-1 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizcal misplays the ball. That's an error on Vizcal. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Becker is 0-for-1 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Espinoza fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Ramirez strikes out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Murray is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Berga is 0-for-1 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Alomar interferes with Molitor, who is awarded first base. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starhoviak is 0-for-1 in the game. Starhoviak hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 0-for-1 in the game. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizcal fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Molitor moves to second. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hollins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga fields it and throws to second for the out. Molitor moves to third. Two outs. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Espinoza is 0 for 1 in the game. Espinoza strikes out. Two outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vizquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carrion is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Carrion hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mears is 0 for 1 in the game. Mears strikes out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 2 in the game. Knobloch hits a line drive into center field. Carrion settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Becker is 0 for 2 in the game. Becker hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thome is 0 for 2 in the game. Thome hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Starhoviak is 0 for 2 in the game. Starhoviak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cordova hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Cordova reaches second base with a double. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollins is 0 for 2 in the game. Hollins hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Hershiser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hollins for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Murray is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Murray hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Berga is 0 for 2 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kelly strikes out. Two outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mears is 0 for 2 in the game. Mears hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Mears reaches second base with a double. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Knobloch is 0 for 3 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tommy fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Tommy. Mears moves to third. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Becker is 0 for 3 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mears scores. Knobloch moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Indians. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Knobloch scores. Becker moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 2, Twins, 2. Paul Assenmacher now pitching. Ron Coomer pinch hits for Scott Starhoviak. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Alomar and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Becker scores. Molitor goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-2, Twins. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Coomer takes first base on ball 4. Jose Mesa now pitching. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cordova is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tommy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Coomer now playing first base. Eddie Guardado now pitching. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Espinoza is 0 for 2 in the game. Espinoza hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Twins. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Vizquel hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carrion is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Carrion takes first base on ball 4. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Thome is 0 for 3 in the game. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Guardado fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Dan Nalty now pitching. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Hollins is 0 for 3 in the game. Hollins takes first base on ball 4. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Myers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Myers hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Hollins. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Hollins steals second. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mesa fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hollins moves to third. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There go the runners. The throw from Alomar to Thome. The throw back to home, and Hollins is out at the plate. Kelly moves to second. 2 outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mears is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Mears hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kelly scores. It's 5-3, Twins. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 4 in the game. Knobloch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Stevens now pitching. Manny Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Ramirez takes first base on ball 4. Jeremy Burnett's pinch hits for Eddie Murray. Jeremy Burnett's is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Burnett's hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coomer fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 0 for 3 in the game. Berga hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brian Giles pinch hits for Sandy Alomar. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Giles hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Indians, 5, Twins, 5. Kenny Lofton pinch hits for Alvaro Espinoza. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Vizquel takes first base on ball 4. Lofton moves to second. Mike Trombley now pitching. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Carrion is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lofton moves to third. Vizquel moves to second. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Thome is 0 for 4 in the game. Tomey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lofton scores. Vizquel scores. Carrion moves to third. It's 7-5, Indians. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Leo is now playing first base. Tony Pena now catching. Paul Shuey now pitching. Rich Becker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Becker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Becker takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Molitor is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Chip Hale pinch hits for Ron Coomer. Chip Hale batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lewis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hale for the out. Molitor moves to second. 2 outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Cordova strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Minnesota Twins, 5. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.